You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
You know it. You know it. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Hope you enjoyed intermission. We are kicking off Act Two on this Tuesday night edition from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. We're talking with the Merry Maids of Green Bay. Lisa and Alex are here in the studio. We'll get back to them in just a minute with some cleaning tips, some back to school organization and cleaning tips. And it's been a fun talk so far. We'll continue that in just a minute. If you missed the first hour, our question of the night is, how often, in honor of the Merry Maids being here tonight, do you clean your bathroom? Very personal question, but we're not afraid to ask the tough questions here on Nightlight. Let us know how often you clean your bathroom. We've had some, I think people are lying, Conrad. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to, you know, I think, like I say once a week, ideally, but also as needed. So, you know, if I'm fasting, I don't go to the bathroom as much. So I don't have to clean every week, right? Well, I'm really opening up here.
When you're asking about the bathroom in general, I mean, yeah. I every day am wiping and cleaning my counters in my mirror. Every day.
You're such a show-off, Lisa.
But no, I'm just saying you almost have to, kind of. You know?
We don't have to.
Well.
Those are the Merry Maids. Our question of the night, how often do you clean your bathroom? If you missed the first hour, we had a long discussion about a new show on Netflix called Are You My First?, where people are losing their V card. That stands for virginity, Conrad. I know how the kids talk these days. And it's basically 24 to 34 year olds who just haven't had the opportunity to have sex yet. And they're going on TV now. They're rolling the dice and going on TV to see what happens. And one of our text lines, or one of our texters on the text line said, where was that, Conrad? Is the theme song for the show Foreigners Feels Like the First Time? So, as someone who I am not, I've had sex 7 times in my life, and it's really great if I remember.
Right.
I really
enjoyed it. You have 9 children,
right? I do have 9 children. 3 sets of twins. Right. So, you know, you can weigh in on that. We've got some great text activity on that. We'll get back to the text line shortly. How often do you clean your bathroom? We talked about you getting a perm, Conrad, and me getting a body wave. Because we had this haircut situation,
yeah.
And I said, I'm at that awkward stage where I kind of need a haircut, but I'm not, it's got to get pretty shaggy for me to bite the bullet and go get my haircut.
I think you could do the perm.
Listen, perms are in right now. How about a mulleted perm?
There you go. Yeah.
My wife would be like, lady killer, you know it. You think you're a virgin. Wait till you get that perm with the mullet. And it's go time, baby.
That'll work.
LFG. All right. And what else do we have here, Conrad? We've got Jim from Brookfield. We read that. I'm all over the place on my text tonight, and I'm getting kind of I need Dan Schaefer here to recombobulate me. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, just don't get a Bob Don Stark That 70s Show perm.
Yeah, that's a terrible perm.
Is that, which one is that guy? That kind of stocky neighbor?
He's the neighbor.
I love that actor. John Marie says, we read that one, John. All right, I think we're caught up on text.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this because this is serious stuff. You got to keep a clean house. You got to stay sanitary. And joining us here in the studio for another segment, we've got a few more minutes with our friends from Merry Maids Green Bay, Lisa Gutowski and Alex Vanavan. Alex is buying this franchise, not the franchise, but this store here in Green Bay from... Lisa, are you giving him a good deal? Do you need me to intervene, Alex? I can be kind of, I'm a deal maker.
The good deal was the last 12 years of all the experience. Yes.
That's such a great answer. Yes. Family, you can't beat it. All right, so we've established.
And of course I am.
Yeah, of course you are. And we've established that you went to Omaha to learn how to clean a house from the King Merry Maid himself, brought you to Omaha, trained you to clean his house, and you've sort of imparted that. how long does it take? Like, you bring someone in to clean a house, you send them out there. Is it like one of those things they get down pretty quickly, or is there a system? You said left to right or right to left. Is that a thing?
Yes. Top okay. to bottom, left to right.
Nice.
So, and it's a week of training, possibly 2 weeks, depends on, you know, the person. And they go, and it does, because not everybody cleans the same way and fast or okay. slow. If you're slow, it's okay too.
Sure.
You know, if you're fast, you better be good.
Yeah, right. Don't miss a spot.
Right.
But where does the left to right come from? Why is that just something that's easier to remember if you have a routine, or is there some
correct.
Sort of
so every
science
room,
behind
top
that?
To bottom, left to right, just keeps you in the same in the format same. Okay. all the way through.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Okay. And you guys have both established you have pretty clean houses.
I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, so we do our best, but yeah I mean, I do use Merry Maids as well, so they know when
you give yourself a deal.
When Merry Maids is coming in, it's time to pick up the house and get the toys put together and all that sort
and
of stuff.
And the kids help with that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Assigning the kids some chores is not
a little
unreasonable.
A little competition. You know, we'll do a 10 to 15-minute competition to see who can pick up the toys the fastest.
Do the kids fall for that? That's like being in the car and going, let's see who can be quiet the longest.
My 5-year-old does, but you know, the 2-year-old, no.
Yeah. Well, at our house, it was you get some extra screen time, because screen time is like gold.
Oh, yeah.
So
for sure.
They get some extra screen time if they help.
Nice.
And so putting your dishes away after every meal into the dishwasher, everybody has to do their own.
Wow.
So nobody's one job is to clear off the table. Everybody does their own.
You guys are tough. So that, and you have that here on your summer cleaning tips. Make it a game. Turn chores into fun challenges for kids. Try 5-minute toy pickup or laundry sorting, a laundry sorting race. Man, I wish my kids were still young. I had no idea any of this existed. The reward idea, trade points, like you just said, for screen time. So let's get to the back to the school one. I think we did the drop zone. What's reset the homework station?
Alex, you answer
reset
that one.
The homework station would be, I mean, just making sure you have a safe, you know, clean environment for the kids to have a homework station, but also have those bins set out, you know, making sure they're all labeled with what goes where. And if you do that every day, you know, then the kids are coming in understanding where to put their stuff, where to put their backpacks, put their shoes, put the pens, pencils, and any homework that they have. And you can designate that time every day to getting that stuff. Exactly. Just making that routine.
And for the parents, I mean, if they do get the clothes ready the night before and get their lunches ready the night before, and you do all that stuff and have breakfast knowing what you're going to put out, all that saves the chaos in the morning.
Right.
Of, you know, and check the backpacks the night before.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the big deal.
Wow. I probably would have been a lot better parent if I had met you guys about 25 years ago. So the other one is rotate and refresh clothing. Now, honestly, I love that in theory.
Right.
But I'm also one of those people who's like, I've got 50 shirts. I wear 8 of them. I can't.
That's pretty much all of us. And I got to say, that's nothing Merry Maids does.
But you're suggesting
it's stuff that you should do. I mean, and the rule should be, you know.
So if you do one load of laundry every day and you keep up on that, you don't have a whole pile by the weekend. So as long as those little organization things, those type of things for laundry, so then Merry Maids can come in there and tackle all the big cleaning stuff.
Right.
So as long as you're getting that done, give us a call. Then we can come in and do your biweekly bathrooms and kitchen, and you don't have to worry about that. You have your Saturday to spend your time with your kids.
Because I've been there. Like, I save up laundry and I have to plan my whole day around it, basically getting it done. Use a Sunday reset routine. What's that?
A Sunday?
Yeah, it says use a Sunday reset.
Sunday is where you are now. Like I just said, you're going to do, let's set the week. What are we doing?
Okay.
Let's do, get all the, go get all your stuff for all your lunches.
Right.
What are you having? What are you having for breakfast? You do all that stuff and do it all on Sunday, so you don't have to worry about it all week. When you're all both working, you know, and about, and life is chaos.
Right. Okay.
Do it on Sunday when you're all home and talk about it with the kids so they all know, too, what the rules are, what you expect from them, what their job is. And they all like routine.
Yes. You sound like, you guys kind of both sound like my wife. She's a kindergarten teacher.
And
she kind of talks to me like
knows,
I'm in kindergarten.
Yeah.
We need a routine around here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, as long as I don't have to do anything. What is clean high-touch areas regularly? I assume that means like the sink and stuff like that. You just like disinfect
everything
it?
Everything that's at eye level.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because we've gone back and forth on this. When I was growing up, my parents would just wipe the counter with like a wet cloth. Mm. But my wife is more of a spray 409, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Is there a danger, and maybe you don't know this, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but of using disinfectant or antibacterial cleaner too much? Where should people land there? Like, let's say you clean up the dishes, now you clean the counters. How would you go about that in your house?
We have the little disinfectant cloths on the counter, and we take them out and I wipe them all the time. Yeah, Clorox wipes all the time. And I can't answer to your question other than the fact that it's probably not great for what you're wiping on, the material you're wiping on all the time.
Right.
Affect it, the alcohol in it. But I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Every day.
Okay.
Many times a day at home.
Would you be willing to call my wife? No, that's probably not what you guys do. Tackle paper clutter early. Is that like mail and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, that Sunday thing. Just get all that stuff done and out of the way. And Sunday's the day for walking around and just looking at your house.
Right. I agree with you. And mm-hmm. we just talked about this yesterday. I said I went through mail for the first time in like over 3 weeks because mm-hmm. I pay everything online. It's all like ads. But every once in a while, something's in there, right. and I have to spend an hour and a half going through mail, which sucks.
Which I just found our renewal for our vehicle.
Ooh.
Which was 3 months ago.
Yeah. You don't want to toss that in the recycling.
Right. That's not automatic repay.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Keep a cleaning caddy handy. Is that like a little bucket with cleaning stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So just like we have at Merrymaids, each team has a tote filled with their multi-surface toilet, grease, glass, all that sort of stuff. So you have one at home too. And then, keep it under the sink or wherever you want to keep that in your mudroom closet. And then when it's time to clean up after dinner, you got your little caddy and get to work.
Love it. Are your cars clean?
Well, mine is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spotless.
I mean, you are professionals. I expect everything in your life should
be. No, not everyone's. Yeah.
Where's the chink in the armor for both of you? You can open up. This is radio. I don't mean to make anyone cry here, but like, let's get personal here. Where do you struggle in your life, either being organized or cleaning?
The entryway or foyer, back by the garage. For us, well, now that school is starting too, the kids coming in, kicking off their shoes, trying to hang up their jacket, all that sort of stuff, just teaching them that. But it ends up, being like the Bermuda Triangle area where you're missing a shoe every day or something. So that's why you go back to those bins.
Awesome.
The bins are good. The things that hang up your backpack are good and all of that.
I love it. All right. So I have to ask you, this has been fun. Thank you for the tips, you guys. Lisa and Alex are here from Merrymaids. Lisa's been the owner for 34 years. She's selling it to her her nephew, Alex. Alex, where can people find you guys? Just social media or?
Yeah. www.merrymaids.com/Green Bay. You can give us a call at 920-434-9308 and reach us at either one of those. And if you go to our website, you can get a quote right online as well, too.
Outstanding. Clean it up, folks. Tighten up. Give them a call. They won't let you down.
Thanks, Pete.
Next time you guys are here, we'll talk more about TV.
Sounds good.
But I got kind of into the cleaning stuff because I need the help. So, all right. When we come back, Sean Hannish is here, the director of the documentary Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. We will catch up with our pal Sean after this very short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can you go to the sound? Did you hear that fast train? Ooh, fast train.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, folks. Great to have you here with me tonight, lighting up the night as we do every night here. Conrad Krieger working the board. We will have Sean Hannish here in just a few minutes talking about his documentary, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. And this got me thinking, the reason I wanted to have Sean on is because I knew the Brewers streak would end as soon as I reached out to him. But I wanted to talk to him because I feel like his documentary might have inspired Brewers, the Brewers. Like,
yeah,
it's this great documentary about how the city rallied behind a team that came in second place, basically were the runner-ups. So I feel like these Brewers are probably like, if we win, this town is going to go crazy. And they're the hottest team in baseball right now. So we'll get Sean's opinion on that and talk a little bit more about his documentary, which is so fun. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. here's Conrad's dad checking in. Did you see this?
I did, yes.
He says, this is Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad says, Pete, I got to say, when Paula and I visited Conrad some weeks back, he showed us the WGBW studio. We were very impressed by the welcoming smell and cleanliness of the left to right spot on studio. Boy, your dad writes a good text.
Yeah, he does.
Mom, too.
Yeah.
And then Nick from Marshall says he cleans his bathroom once a year. Okay.
Yeah, I think...
That's not a bad deal if you have 50 bathrooms in your house.
That's too many times.
That's too many. You guys should get together and have like a cleaning day. I feel like I missed a text. I don't like to miss a text, Conrad. Are we good? Are we caught up?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, we got a stream comment. Dave says, I have magic toilets. I have magic countertops. It seems like once a week and bam, it's done. That's a lot of typos, Dave. Dave, this is very unlike you. He says, I take care of the poop, volcano, green lava, orange marks daily. What the hell has gotten into Dave tonight?
Wow.
Way too much information, dude. But good to have you back. All right. So it is my pleasure, folks. This next guy and I have become friends. We met through our pal Todd Alba. This is what people do here. We network and we build friendships here at Civic Media and specifically here at Nightlight. He is a director of many movies, a very talented guy, but his most recent effort is the 1982 Brewer documentary I just mentioned before, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. He joins us now over the stream, a native Wisconsin son and our pal Sean Hannish. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Doing very well. It's great to see you.
It's really great to see you, too. It's great to hear from you last week and happy we could jump on.
I just, you know... Here's what happened, Sean. Here's my way of thinking. My dad is so in, you know, we're Cub fans. We're originally from Chicago, and he is just like, all year I've been getting updates daily about the Cubs game. Instead of watching highlights, I get my dad's rundown, which is fine. And he's like, you know, they got the best record in baseball, Pete. I said, I know. I'm going to start now because it's August. It's a long season, Sean. So I say, I'm going to start now. The second I start following my team, the Brewers, the team 80 miles to the north, goes on a streak like I've never seen before, and my Cubs are 9 games back all of a sudden. So I thought, this is incredible, this run they've had. So I thought, we got to talk to Sean. You must be thrilled.
Oh, I mean, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been a Brewers fan since I could put together my first two thoughts. So, I mean, it's really an incredible. You know, after the summer of 1982, which was the best Brewers summer ever, until this summer, I mean, it's such a special thing to be able to watch a group come together and gel and have chemistry. And frankly, I think they're all really good friends. It's fun. I mean, I know you're a Cubs fan, but I got to tell you it feels like sometimes we're playing a video game.
I bet.
I mean,
I bet
you
it
don't
does.
Win. Just don't. This is baseball. 2 out of 3 is great. Right. You know, to have a winning streak of 11 and then of 14. Come on now.
It's insanity. And I'll say this. Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan. I grew up 3 miles west of Wrigley Field the first part of my childhood, then came here. All my best friends are Brewer fans. And when I was a kid, even in Chicago, we would drive up because my parents met at Marquette. And my mom's family moved to Milwaukee when she was in college. They're all Brewer fans. We used to tailgate at County Stadium. So I always felt like they were my second team. So I would never, like, I'm not an adversary here. I think it's great for the people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin and Sean Hannish and Kelly Call.
Well, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal that, you know, I will admit we've seen that when the Brewers do well, people tune in and, you know, find the movie and they watch it either for the first time or they watch it again. And we're over the moon. I mean, listen, yeah. The making of that movie was such a career highlight. And then now, you know, just to see people, you know, to get all the feedback from people, which has been astonishing. I mean, I still can't believe we're at 100% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes like that. Again, that's like the Brewer's streak. Like, these things don't actually happen in nature.
Right.
But it's, I'm really happy for all of the young fans, because they will be able to look back, no matter how the season ends, they'll be able to look back and go, you know, that summer of 2025 was the best summer of baseball in my life. And I mean, for me, this is like my, you know, 82, of course, you know, I was 14. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
But I'm having so much fun this summer. And my son is watching games with me. You know, he grew up here in Pasadena, but he's a Brewer fan through and through. He can't stand the Dodgers. and with my dad, you know, and my whole family, I drove out to Palm Desert to spend time with my family. And my dad is, got out of the hospital, so we all watched the game Saturday together, and you know, watched Monasterio hit that unbelievable home run. So I don't know, it's special. You know, the Brewers are special. They have a special group of fans. I mean, a number of teams do. Obviously, the Cubs do as well. But
no, but I think, as in your documentary, as you showed how special those fans are, we're going to talk about that after the news. Sean Hanisch is here. He is the director of the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. I'm going to ask him a very important question when we come back, because I think his documentary has inspired this team. We'll do that next when we come back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. We are jamming through a Tuesday night here, folks. It is great to have you with me. We talked to the Merry Maids, who spruced the place up a little bit in studio. And now, helping us bring this thing home is our pal, Sean Hanisch, the director of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. Check out his IMDb page, folks. He's made several movies, a very talented guy, and we are proud to call him a friend of Nightlight here. He joins us from California. Sean, all right, I'm just going to lay it out there, and I know you have to, I don't want to put you on the spot and make you say, you're a very humble guy, but I feel like, and this got me thinking during this Brewers streak, I wonder, you know, when this film came out last spring, it got a lot of eyes on it. You said you got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. People love the film. Do you think it could have inspired this team?
It, you know, Pete, when you emailed me that question, you weren't the first person who's mentioned it. And listen, the team is playing, the front office put together an amazing squad. These guys have a ton of pluck. They don't give up ever on any pitch, any at bat or any inning. Got a great manager. So here's what I can tell you. I mean, if it has, that's on the players themselves. That's awesome. I don't have any confirmation if any of them have seen it or not. Perhaps a couple have, perhaps they all have. What I do know is that the fans that are attending the games, you know, the diehard Brewer fans, there's a really good chance a good percentage of them have seen the movie or at least seen the trailer. And so I think one thing that I think people take away from the film is just a real sense of pride in the community, in the city, in the state, and how much we love our teams, because I think we love our teams harder than any other state. You know, I think we love them hard. And that, you know, was born, out to bear in the parade that, you know, we threw. So it's, you know, back in 82. So it's kind of like, I feel like there is a decent percentage, maybe it's small, maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 20%, maybe it's 50%. That go to these games and they're like, wait, I was a Brewers fan before I saw Just a Bit Outside, but like the movie helps give context and really kind of we're creatures that live through narrative, through storytelling.
Yeah.
And I think what that story tells us is that long before the Brewers, there were the Braves. Long before the Braves, there were the original American Association Brewers. You know, we're a baseball city. We're a baseball state. We've always had great fans. And it's something to really take pride in. And so if they, you know, come out to an extra game because of it, if they yell a little louder, if they are wearing a jersey with extra pride, I could see, they've said that, you know, Murphy's said some of these crowds are just, they're absolutely bonkers. And listen, they should be bonkers with or without the move, because right. the team's been playing so great and the games have been so exciting. But I don't know. I mean, I do think it helps to create at least a beginning and a middle to the story that it's the Milwaukee Brewers on their way to a championship. I think it reminds people great players have played here, that we're actually a championship city if we win, or even if we lose in the seventh game of the World Series. So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. And the reason I was going there with that question was because I feel like if some of the players have seen it, or coaches, front office, whatever, and saw how the city responded to not even winning, to being the runner up to the Cardinals, they might be like, can you imagine what the heck this place is going to be like if we actually do win? And it's just, ball players don't need something to motivate themselves, but I also feel like that couldn't help but motivate them if they saw that or knew that, if that makes sense.
I think so. I mean, if the players have seen it, or, you know, and I hope some of them have.
Sure.
I mean, to know that the fans have your back no matter if you win or lose.
Yeah.
As long as you play hard. There's a sense of pride in the organization. And they've always had it. You know, we're just putting up a mirror to it with the film.
Right.
But I think I'm proud to be a Brewer fan. You know, I know, yes, we haven't won in so long and all that. But for the players specifically, I think there's one part of the movie I think they could cut really deep. And that's Robin's interview at the end.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's really one of the most honest and beautiful. And I applaud Robin. I thank him. I'm incredibly grateful that he gave us what he gave us from his heart. And, you know, but that regret that he still feels for not being able to win the World Series. And I think as we get down the stretch here, you're going to have guys like, you know, Yelly and, you know, Woodruff and all these guys. It's like, you know, if we do get there, we're going to get, you know, there's a good chance you only get one shot.
Yeah.
You can never say, oh, we'll be back next year. That's what these guys, that's what got us through losing in 82.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we've got this great group. We'll be back next year. We never made it back. So I don't know. It's, I'm really grateful that you asked the question, though, Pete.
If it has
one iota, if it helps this team one iota, then I'm just happy we made the film.
Well, I was talking about it earlier with Conrad, and I think what almost makes maybe you don't want to hear this, but what makes your film even better is that they didn't win, and you got to showcase the people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin and what great fans they are. But I love, you're right, that scene with Robin Yount at the end where he's talking about his friendship with Ozzie Smith. And Ozzie Smith's like, oh man, you got to get over that. Robin Yount's like, that's easy for you to say. You won. Like, and it's so funny. What is Robin Yount like these days, Sean? He was such a young, he kind of had this big mop of blonde hair. I think the first time I saw your film, I missed his chyron. And I'm like, who is this dude? Like, he has dark hair now. He's rocking the ponytail. Is he just kind of a granola, or where does he live? What's his life like now?
The dude still looks like Adonis. He stands up and you're like, you should just jump in the batter's box right now. He's like built like that, you know? He's just an athlete's athlete. Wonderful guy, humble guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm actually going to see him Sunday because we put together, Kelly and I put together the films for the Celebration of Life for Bob Uecker.
Oh, you were telling me about that last time we spoke. Yeah.
So for those of you who are able to make it out, you know, we've got about 25 minutes of film on Bob Uecker's life told in his own words. But we'll be seeing Robin there, which will be great.
No kidding.
You know, Ted Simmons is going to be there as well. And he's, you know, I think for the guys, there was a lot of healing around the movie, you know, in that, premiere, I remember walking down to answer a few questions, and I looked back and I could see all the guys. They were all sitting in the same row, and I looked at Ted Simmons had tears streaming down his eyes.
Wow.
Paul Wilder was misty, and Pete Vukovich was gone, and it's just like they were all. There's some healing that happened though.
Yeah.
Like again, when you could put something into a story into context, I mean that's how we make meaning.
Right. Yeah. Very well said. My guest is Sean Hanisch. His film is Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. If you haven't seen it, you have an opportunity to check it out. It's on the Roku channel for free. But if you want to put a few bucks in Sean's pocket, you can check it out at Apple TV or I think it's Prime, Sean?
It's Prime and Apple TV. Okay. It's Roku. It's also going to jump out here on Tubi in the coming week or two. So it's starting to get available in a number of different places.
It's a great film, and it will make you proud. If you're a Brewer fan or just a Wisconsinite, it'll make you really proud the way the fans behaved. And it was such a fun team. I don't know if you saw this, Sean, today. Well, today is when I read about it. Pat Murphy almost followed Craig Counsell to Chicago.
I didn't read that. I didn't know that.
I just read it today, and Conrad and I were talking about that. Like, how many wins is Pat Murphy? He's such a fun guy, but how many wins is he alone responsible for? His managerial practices, like 20, 10, 50? I don't know.
I if you ask people that are in the, I have a friend who's in the quant world in baseball, the people that do all the statistics.
Yeah.
They would say a manager does nothing.
Come on. I don't believe that at all.
I disagree with that. Yeah. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think a manager can be responsible for, truly responsible for anywhere from 5 to 10 wins. Here's what they can be responsible for though, is a lot of losses.
Yeah. Oh, great point. Yeah.
That's, and he, it's knowing his, I'm so happy he stayed because he's, having come from the college ranks, he really knows how to work with young players, and boy, do we have a lot of young players.
Yeah.
And get the best out of them and really create a team framework. He's the right guy. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Harvey Keene. I mean, really, he's probably the most Harvey Keene-like, Harvey being the manager of the 82 Brewers, like manager the Brewers have had since Harvey, in that how he gets along with players, how he communicates, just he's so mellow in the pocket pancake. Get out of here.
That leads me to my next question. You just drew a parallel between managers. Other than that, do you see any parallels between this Brewer team and the 82 Brewers team?
I do. I mean, I think the biggest thing is chemistry. I think also is this team knows what it is. It knows what it does well, and it knows what it doesn't do that well, and it stays away from those things. Same thing with 82. I think if a team knows it knows itself and plays within that, like this team, okay, we know what they are, right? They're fast. They play great defense, and we have really good pitching.
Yeah.
We also don't swing at – we rarely swing at pitches that are outside the strike zone. And, I mean, that's an incredibly underrated statistic, but one, the Brewers excel. I think we're number two in the league in that. But the 82 Brewers, you look at them and – obviously their hallmark was wall banging. Harvey's wall banger.
Just
busted the ball out of the park all the time. And, but they knew who they were too. So it's, I do think they're parallels. And again, you don't go on streaks like that without having a hell of a lot of team chemistry.
Right. No, they're a fun bunch. They seem like they really like each other. I just want to ask you this as a fan, and being a Cub fan, it's different because that's a huge market. There's another baseball team there. But I feel like if I lived in Milwaukee or Kansas City or even St. Louis, it would bother me that these big metro market teams have an advantage. Do you think MLB would benefit from doing more like a profit sharing thing like the NFL does?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think it would strengthen the league. I mean, when the Yankees are crying poverty, with what the Dodgers did in the offseason, you're like, first of all, you're like, cry me a river, Yankees.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, I mean, what's happening in Milwaukee right now with the Brewers is the best thing that could possibly happen to baseball right now.
Yeah.
Because the Brewers are proving, you know, we can have a really pretty small salary total and be up by six or seven games against the next best team in baseball.
Right.
Like, it's a great story, and it shows that, you know, a real work. In fact, I rewatched Moneyball last week.
Nice.
Because they've been calling Brewers Moneyball 2.0. And, you know, it's sometimes you got to, you know, just accept some of the challenges you're given in that Milwaukee's one of the smallest markets and, you know, lean into, you know, outthinking the system.
It'll make it that much sweeter if they can get over the hump here. We'll have a couple more minutes with our pal Sean Hannish after this very short break. Don't go away, folks. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. We have tomorrow night, folks, should be a really fun show. Chris Miklos, the author of Tick Town, will be here. And then joining me here in the studio after Chris is WGBW new on-air host Laura McKenna. She's kind of been a staple here in Northeast Wisconsin. Did you know that, Conrad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. We'll get to know Laura a little bit here on the air. She's coming in. Place looks great after the Merry Maids. And we've got a couple texts here we'll bang out before we get back to our guest, Sean Hannish. Steady Eddie says, Pete, there ain't no doubt Steady Eddie is a lean, mean cleaning machine. Steadfast Edward ain't got no time for clutter, dirt, grease, or grime. Steady Eddie. P.S. I used to have a cleaning caddy, but he quit and now works for Tiger Woods. Conrad, do you have a groan button you could hit real quick over there? I appreciate the effort, Steady Eddie. He has a PSS. Christian Yelich hit a home run, number 26. Brewers lead the game 2. Brewers lead game 2, 1-0 in the top of the second. All caps, go Brewers. See what I have to deal with here, Sean, on a nightly basis. Just brutal. And then Bridget from the 818 says, I wipe down daily, deep clean once a week. Outstanding. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Steadfast Edward. Back to our guest, Sean Hannish. He is the director of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can stream it on Roku, Prime, or Apple TV, soon to be available on Tubi. It's a great film, and you definitely have to check it out. And what better year to watch the film than when the Brewers are on such a hot streak this season right now. Sean, I had so much fun hanging out with you and the producer of the film, Kelly Call. You guys were so much fun. It was great getting to know you at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Do you have anything else planned that you guys are working on?
Well, it turns out at it was, by the way, echoing everything you're saying, so much fun to hang out.
Yeah.
Actually in person. And the Wisconsin Film Festival had some real gems this year.
Oh, yeah.
One of the films, I can't really tell you yet. It looks like we are picking up one of the films that was there for distribution and are working on getting it into theaters in the fall.
Really?
And yeah. And again, I can't really say much more.
Okay.
You'll be the first to know.
Yeah, please. I want to have Kelly on anyway. So let's line it. Are you guys working like as sales reps sort of, or?
On this one, this is just on this next film, Cannonballs, which is my company, is working as a distributor actually.
Nice.
And Kelly comes on to whatever projects he wants to, whenever he wants to.
Yeah.
You know, having been the former president of CBS, he has that, that kind of golden ticket.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So we're excited and I can happy to share more. I'll tell you more about it next time.
All right. Very cool. I saw a film there. If you guys, and I'm just throwing you, I'm not asking for a taste or anything if you like the film, but it was called Threesome and I saw it on the first or second night, packed house at the Barrymore. Thoughtful, funny, and a huge twist that I can't believe I didn't see coming, but put it on your radar. Really good film.
I will. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. All right. So Sean, what, let's see. God, I got so much to ask you. And of course, we're running out of time here. Let's do this. If you had to use one word to describe the 82 Brewers, what would it be?
Heart.
Mm, nice. I went with gritty just because, probably because of the mustaches and the bad hair. I don't know, but it was like, they just look, and they're drinking at the bar after the games. Same question for the current Brewers, Sean. One word.
Togetherness.
Nice. Oh, you said that before. You said chemistry, and that's a great, great way to describe them. All right. The Brewers' ability, sorry, I didn't mean to give you a quiz, but I just thought this would be fun.
I don't mind. We can do it all day.
The Brewers' ability to win the World Series this year will hinge on blank.
Starting pitching.
Nice. Very well done. Man, you're a baseball guy. I could tell. All right. So before we let you go, any new movies in the works, Sean? You're an accomplished director long before you did Just a Bit Outside. What are you working on?
Oh man, honestly, I'm currently writing with my producing and writing partner Paul. We're working on an indie script that we've been commissioned to write that I'd be directing and producing next year. I can tell you a little bit more about that as that kind of comes into fruition. Right now, that's a little bit like NDA land. We've got a really we've got this wonderful series that's about Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry in there. It's the pilot for it. It's about their time with the New York Giants in the 50s and then going on to Green Bay and Dallas in the 60s. I think that's a really neat project. I've got a Western going on. I've got a war film going on. It's a lot of stuff, but it's all, hopefully it all has a, that they all have a heart and a really good, journey for the characters involved. That's kind of, what we look for. And some of these things they can, you can be in development for a decade.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's, but you're an incredibly talented guy. Can't wait to see what you do next. And please, thank you for, I'll have Kelly on next and we'll,
awesome.
He's been bad mouthing you for like 3 months now. I don't know if that's my place to say, but just to, watch that guy, will you?
He can do that because we're cousins. So, we found out on 23andMe.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. We were friends for 35 years. We found out, a couple of years ago, we're actually related.
That is nuts. Oh, I love that story.
It was crazy. And his wife said, well, of course you are.
Sean, thank you so much. We'll do it again soon. Keep us posted on everything and keep up the great work, buddy. Great to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Pete. It's great seeing you again.
You too. That's Sean Hannish. Check out Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film. And check out Sean's other work on IMDb. He's got a lot of great titles. John Murray, getting a text in the last minute. We'll do our best here, John. Peter, movie alert. Harold and Maude, I think he means, is one of the most fulfilling movies I've ever seen. Really gets you thinking about your own humanity and what your role should be in society. Thought-provoking about relationships and what really matters in life. Great flick for everyone. Thank you, John, for the referral. Appreciate it. That's what we do here at Nightlight, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow night to do it all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.